The in football, you score 6 points by getting across a where?
Goal line.
Okay. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Across the goal line for a touchdown.
All right. One way of getting one of these is for the receiver to be in the end zone and do what to the ball?
Catch
it. Yeah. Okay. And you didn't quite catch his number, and you might say, who?
Fumbled.
Well, not fumbled. But you, I mean, the guy caught the ball, but you could say, you didn't see his number, right? You know, it's,
yeah.
He got mud on his jersey or something. You say, I wonder who
caught the ball.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The ice cream truck that comes around that makes all the kids come running, what kind of truck is that, do you call it? What's the name of the company, you remember, that usually has these things?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You shouldn't have asked me what it was.
Oh, shoot. I can't think of it now.
Well, this would be an easy way to get it. Huh. Guess not, all right? If somebody is, you really obviously catch them at the right time, this is a synonym of this, you obviously catch him at the right time, he's agreeing with everything that you want to do, and you know this guy sometimes isn't always easy to get along with. You can say he must be in a good
good mood.
Or a good,
you might say he has a nice sense of
humor.
Yeah.
Good humor man.
Yeah. how would you pronounce that?
Good humor man, yeah.
All right.
Spent a lot of nickels with him.
Okay. Let's say that you got, somebody that's been tying you up all day, talking to you with a tape recorder or something like that. Figure you want to, what do you want to do? You want to get
rid of him?
Yeah. How would you say that?
I want to get rid of him.
Is there any other words, any expressions you use? Get shed of him or something like
that? No, I would say get rid of him.
Okay.
There are a lot of people who want to get shed of him too.
Not me.
Is it around here?
Yeah.
Okay. The, if
not,
you're
not as many as the other way, but there are a lot of them.
If you've written a letter to somebody, you put it in the envelope, and then what do you do before you put the stamp on?
Address it.
Okay, is that what you do?
You seal it.
Well, before you seal it.
You want to address it.
Okay. You wouldn't say back the letter or anything like that.
You what is it?
Some people say back the letter rather than address the letter.
I've never heard that one.
All right. See, we've heard a lot of them, but yeah. Okay. If you ask a question, you generally expect what?
An answer.
Okay. If you say have a little boy who all of a sudden does something really nasty that you didn't know he knew how to do, you might go up to him and say, who
taught you that?
Yeah. Okay. Is that what you say?
Well, I don't want to know who taught that.
Okay. What do they used to call when you were children, say? A child that would tell on other children.
That'll tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know whether we discussed this before, but these right here are artificial
flowers.
Flowers.
Okay.
Because I have a daughter-in-law, her name is Blossom.
All right.
Yeah.
The problem with going out this way, right down this, 9th Street here, is mm-hmm. that the road is
blocked.
Or
barricaded?
Why is it barricaded?
It's under construction, yeah.
Or you can say that it's all
torn up.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I think we're not in bad shape.
The months?
Yeah, right. I'm just getting to that. The I tell you what, I'm sure we've got a lot of numbers in here already, just conversationally as they've occurred. But